The Idaho State Capitol is reporting its second confirmed case of COVID-19 among staff. As James Dawson reports, some lawmakers say tighter controls are needed.
The House staffer tested positive for COVID-19 nearly 2 weeks ago. Around the same time, a Senate staffer also tested positive. The Senate notified all of its members and staff, but House leadership notified only a handful of people who were directly exposed. All follow-up tests have come back negative. But now Democratic Representative Lauren Necochea says she wants to see more transparency.
When someone tests positive at my children's school, we expect and receive notification. If someone tests positive at your place of work, you would expect that information to be shared so that an outbreak can be contained faster.
House Speaker Scott Bedke said the legislature followed local contact tracing and testing guidelines. The legislature does not have any mandatory testing policies, nor does the Idaho Capitol require masks or physical distancing. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.